This is All Things Considered.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to present Mayor Vincent Buddy Cianci Jr.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for coming. I've actually been introduced many different ways. I was invited to go to a dinner, I think, at the Biltmore Hotel. A lot of people were there, and the person at the podium was excited to see me there. He got on the microphone, and he said, "Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I want everyone to welcome the two-timing mayor of the city of Providence," right?
Longtime Providence Mayor Vincent Buddy Cianci died this morning at the age of 74. Buddy Cianci was mayor of Providence twice. He helped to take the city from the grip of gangsters and mob bosses and turn it into one of the most livable cities in America. He oversaw the moving of a major river to make way for a revival of the downtown. He gave artists tax breaks and gave restaurateurs loans to grow. Buddy Cianci was also forced from office twice. First in 1984 when he was convicted of felony assault, then in 2002 when he was found guilty of racketeering conspiracy and did prison time. He called it his 5 years in a federally funded gated community. That didn't stop him from running for office once again in 2014. He spoke to PBS about it.
How do you reassure voters that there won't be corruption in a third administration?
Well, you know, what reassurance do people have? No one wants to sit in prison for 4.5 years. You've got a lot to think about.
What did you learn from that time?
Never to come back.
Buddy Cianci lost that election, but he never stopped being the charismatic, roguish character that people in Providence loved and hated and even feared. Mike Stanton is a former Providence journalist who covered Cianci and wrote a biography of the mayor. It's called The Prince of Providence. He reflected on learning of Cianci's death.
It's surprising. It's hard to imagine Providence without Buddy Cianci. And, you know, let's forget for a minute whether he was good or bad or the complicated legacy of the man. He was a larger-than-life figure in Rhode Island, well-known outside of Rhode Island. And it was common knowledge that he had had cancer and didn't look as vigorous as he used to. But it's still a shock.
It's still a shock, especially because his life was continuing. He was doing his radio show, and I guess he just announced over Christmas time that he was engaged to be married once again. And that may speak to Buddy Cianci and his ability to push on. Do you think he will mostly be remembered as a criminal or as a great mayor?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's hard to separate one from the other. I think that a lot of people who remember him fondly would say that that's part of his legacy and that he did a lot of good things for Providence. And if he got caught up in some corruption, his defenders would say that's the way it goes and the ends justify the means and look at the bigger picture. He admitted to mistakes, although he wouldn't go as far as to say he was personally involved. And he said that he never stopped caring about the city of Providence. And I think that whether you were an admirer or a detractor, it would be hard to disbelieve his love for the city.
In fact, this is what he said in one of his campaign commercials this last time around when he ran for mayor. He never stopped caring.
This is Buddy Cianci, and I'm running for mayor of Providence. As I look around the city I love, I see we've lost our way. People don't have jobs, our taxes are too high, and our schools need help. We need new ideas and a new vision for getting people back to work and returning excellence to our schools. Let's rebuild our greatness.
Mike Stanton, he didn't win that election, the most recent one. Why not?
Well, the city had changed. You know, people like to come in and say that Providence tolerated a lot from Buddy and would continually reelect him. But ultimately, last year came and they said they'd had enough.
What is his enduring legacy?
Well, I think his enduring legacy, Lisa, is that he gave the city of Providence hope when hope was in short supply.
How did he do that?
The city was run down. It was derelict. This was the 1970s. The jobs and industry had dried up. The downtown was a ghost town. And he came in. He breathed new life and excitement and energy into the city. He embraced historic preservation before a lot of other people did. He was able to marshal federal funds to help turn the city around. And he was its biggest cheerleader. And he gained national notoriety for that. And people loved him for it, for putting Providence back on the map. As he came back into office in the 1980s, people were moving here. It was on a lot of national lists of America's most livable cities. And he was the ringleader of the circus.
He was the ringleader of the circus, of which he was extremely proud. You had many interactions with the mayor. I wonder if you can tell us about some of the more memorable.
Well, it was always interesting to talk to Buddy because he was a brilliant political mind. He was a colorful character. He could be an intimidating bully. And you never quite knew what you were going to get when you went in to see him, and you might get the full Buddy.
The full Buddy. So give us some examples.
I remember walking into his trial, his racketeering trial in 2002. And, he was surrounded by the throng of reporters from all over the country. And a TV reporter breathlessly asked him, "Mayor, what do you think of the media circus?" And Buddy said, "What are you, calling yourself a clown?" He was just always quick with a quip. I remember one time there was a fight with the ACLU over a nativity scene outside of City Hall, and he made some crack about the ACLU would have trouble finding three wise men and a virgin in their ranks.
Since we're on controversial topics, there are a few of his other pet phrases that you've talked about today. One of them, actually, you can finish this sentence for me. It's a Buddy Cianciism. The toe you step on today
could be connected to the ass you have to kiss tomorrow.
The Lucky Sperm Club, what did that refer to?
That referred to the wealthy, waspy families that were kind of part of the old Yankee elite that, ran Providence from its inception until the immigrants, first the Irish and then the Italians, with Buddy being the first Italian-American mayor, took control of City Hall.
Hair helper, what was that?
That was what he referred to as his toupee. Early on in his first go-around as mayor, he was, had a receding hairline and just mysteriously, with no fanfare, started wearing a toupee and, would be very short-tempered if anyone pointed it out. But by the second time he was mayor, he was pretty open about it. And one thing I found that he had different hair pieces for different events. He had the tousled one for, if there was a blizzard and he had to hold a press conference, and then he had the more formal one. And then as he got a little older, he'd have one speckled with a little distinguished salt and pepper gray. And he also referred to it as the dead squirrel.
Buddy Cianci was a man who could be the cause of extreme destruction and had a very dark side and a violent streak. Mm-hmm. He said in his memoir, "I use my public power for personal reasons, I admit it." Do you think he ever had any remorse?
Maybe privately. I think he had remorse maybe for mistakes he had made and what it had cost him. I never saw the public remorse where he would admit in general terms to doing things he wasn't proud of, but not really specifically.
Well, Mike Stanton, thank you very much for your remembrances of the late Buddy Cianci. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you.
Former Providence Journal reporter Mike Stanton wrote a book about Buddy Cianci, The Prince of Providence. He now teaches journalism at the University of Connecticut. Today, Vincent Buddy Cianci Jr. died after a long struggle with cancer. He was 74 years old.